If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Oh, yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. John writes, Steph, I have a few questions about Trump's meeting with the Prime Minister of Japan. My top three, where's the press? Why the f*** is Ivanka there? And why do I have a strong sense the two questions are connected?
Because she can't sit through the meetings with you when you're president. She can't take your meetings with you.
But she stays awake.
Right, right.
It's really hard for him.
So many people have written so many good rants. A lot of people mad. And it's important we stay angry about everything.
Yep.
Move forward. To the protest voters, whether you voted or not, I hope you're proud of yourself for being right while others continue to struggle and lose their rights and health care. We're in such a place of privilege to pick and choose what we like in a candidate when people die just to have the right to vote. I'm so over all the self-righteousness. Bernie himself begged his followers to do the right thing, but we were too selfish to come out and support our nominee. Did you know that 11,000 people wrote in Harambe for president? Does that make you angry? It should. It should also make you angry that progressive voted for candidates like Jill Stein and Gary Johnson, who did not have the progressive positions that Bernie had. These people weren't able to put themselves in the shoes of a mother who lost her black child to a bad cop, or the shoes of someone who lost their best friend in Orlando. How quickly we forget.
Yep. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. We have to now crawl up this man's behind so far that he sees the whites of our eyes.
Yep.
That's what has to happen.
Yep.
Together.
Yep. Let's see here. This one. Oh, Cindy. I wasn't able to get to the show in Philly, so I was, well, that's probably best. So I was happy that you put it in the theater. I gotta tell you, I got such a kick out of the title that came up on the board. It's Stephanie Miller's Sex. That's how I guess why it sold a lot of tickets in that theater. Show was awesome. I'm still laughing. Also, I'd like to send a virtual hug to you guys. I couldn't have gotten through this election without you laughing and crying together. That's what we got to do now.
Yeah.
Laugh together, cry together, get mad together.
Like I was telling you earlier this week. This is like Rocky III right now.
Oh, yeah. Did we get Eye of the Tiger for Angela?
Right now it's like Rocky III.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't see it as the incredible franchise that it is, I encourage you to watch them all except for 5. The point is, in Rocky III, at the beginning, Rocky's gotten comfortable. He thought things were going to be okay, right?
Right.
So he fights Clubber Lang, but he doesn't really train, right?
Right.
And then Mickey dies. Clubber pushes Mickey and Mickey dies. And then his heart's broken. He says he'll get a new match. But he's not really into it. He's still not training, right? Apollo can't get him to run through the waves on a beach, right? And that homoerotic dance of love and joy and winning and democracy.
Right.
But then you know what happens? Then Adrian says to Rocky, you have got to do this for you.
Yes.
So we have got to fight this for us.
Yes.
We will come through.
Love
we
it.
Will win. We'll beat the hell out of Club of Racists.
Yes.
You
we're
cannot.
About...
We're going to come back from behind. They think we're too old. They think we're too settled. They think we're just going to sit around and put on our church outfits and sing spirituals. They are wrong.
They're wrong.
We're going to kick their butts up and down the street.
Just eat some raw eggs and remember that women weaken legs.
That's right.
Wait a minute.
Jude, you know what? Listen to a lot of that. The point is... We will come back, okay? Right now we are punching our way out of this corner.
Yeah.
They are not going to put baby in the corner. Nobody puts baby
movie.
In the corner.
That's a different movie. And also, this has something to do with Creed, because Creed was good, too. Because
Creed
Apollo's son, everybody thought Apollo's son was too soft, too.
Yeah,
but Apollo's son
wasn't
too soft.
That's right.
We got Apollo Creed's blood in us. We got Eye of the Tiger. We got Apollo Creed blood.
We got to get back the Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
We got to get back the Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah. You go ahead, call Rocky an establishment hack. He can come back and kick your ass.
That's right. So run through the surf together, all of us, happily, in our America that we have saved.
I'm all fired up and I didn't even understand half of that. We love you, Frangela.
We love you.
Follow them at Frangela Duo. Go do something. Don't sit there and take this.
That's right. Anything. Do things. Every day, every hour.
See you Monday on the Stephanie Miller Show.